In much of New York, DNA samples are routinely discarded after 30 days. That ends with the budget, although there is a lot of legal paperwork to go through to set up storage procedures and storage sites, which can hold the forensic evidence for the very long haul. The Capozzi case isn't the only one. A Chicago man was recently released after 23 years in prison when DNA evidence from 1994 linked the case to a serial rapist, not the man serving the time. He went back to his job as a groundskeeper for the Chicago White Sox. Erie County DA John Flynn says there's also the ambivalence of rape victims about pressing charges.
If a victim of rape changed her mind and said, you know, after, you know, I mean, not a lot of times, but on occasion, a victim will say, you know, hey, I don't want to press charges. I want to let it go. I want to move on with my life. And then they'll change their mind a year, maybe 2 years later. If you don't have the sample there, then from a prosecution standpoint, you're in trouble.
Flynn says local hospitals are very good about holding DNA samples. Besides, almost all DNA testing is done by the county's Department of Central Police Services, so the existence of the evidence is known and it can be stored carefully to ensure long-term viability as evidence. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.